Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The election also is drawing the attention of other organizations. Civil rights attorney Sophia Hall is one of the leaders of the Massachusetts chapter of the Election Protection Coalition. That's a national nonpartisan group that works year-round to make sure all voters have an equal opportunity to cast their ballots. She says the organization will have more than 2,000 volunteers at polling places in communities across the state.
The election protection volunteers led by the Lawyers for Civil Rights are going to be assisting voters with any type of voter infraction, everything from the use of provisional ballots, ID issues, all the way to being concerned about electioneering and other intimidating presences at the polls.
Do you focus on any particular populations?
We are this year going to be on the ground in 15 communities throughout the Commonwealth. We're primarily looking at places that have dense concentrations of historically disenfranchised populations, so high populations of communities of color, disabled communities, thinking also about students and transient populations, and certainly focusing on places where we've seen past voting rights violations. We're really concerned about the unlawful use of provisional ballots. Provisional ballots are the ballot of last resort. We try really hard to ensure that voters don't have to use them because they don't count on election day. And we want to make sure that everyone can cast a meaningful ballot. We're also really concerned about the unlawful request for identification, despite the fact that there has been litigation across the country about unlawful ID laws. We actually have pretty good laws in Massachusetts around this issue. It's very rare that a polling worker can request an ID. And if they do, an identification under the law for the purposes of voting is actually described very broadly. So it's not just a driver's license or a state ID. We're also talking about any documentation that has the voter's name and the address where they're registered to vote.
If your organization's volunteers detect some impropriety, what do they do?
So if it is something that they can address themselves, like answering that question about, you know, what's going to count for an ID and what can I use to vote today, they will troubleshoot that issue themselves on the ground. And they've been trained to deal with that and a whole host of other issues. If we're seeing an emergency issue or something more systemic in nature, for example, we're seeing an intimidating presence at the polls, the polling centers are not properly opening at the time they're required, or they're trying to close early while people still want to vote, those are things that will be escalated to either our hotline, 1-866-OUR-VOTE, or to our command center, where I and some of my other colleagues will be positioned to take calls that we can speak to Secretary Galvin's office directly about to address in real time, or if necessary, run into court to seek a preliminary injunction to be able to stop whatever the unlawful practice is.
Overall, what concerns you the most about Tuesday?
So I think the one thing that we're not spending enough time talking about, as we watch the news and we see the national rhetoric around encouraging individuals to go protect their polls or about foreign influence or even local influence, what I worry is that law enforcement and other sort of government agencies, just to ensure that everyone is actually safe at the polls, is going to create an unintended consequence that might be even worse than any of those calls to action. You know, a consequence that I see of a knee-jerk increase in law enforcement at the polls and at monitoring voting throughout the Commonwealth and throughout the country is that it presumes that traditionally disenfranchised populations are actually comfortable with a heightened law enforcement presence. And the reality is we're not, particularly not in this time, particularly not in the wake of all of the advocacy around George Floyd and so many others. Sending more police officers or any type of law enforcement out to address issues is going to have a similar chilling effect on voters that potential influence or intimidation would. And so I really think that programs like election protection are key because we're community members. We are one of them. And we are there to help them from a program that is completely nonpartisan. We don't have that same sort of influence. And we can address issues that will help voters in a way that I think will just not cause the reaction that unfortunately law enforcement presence will.
Hall says she is concerned for voters for whom English is not their first language. She worries some communities will not be providing the necessary translation services and translative materials as required under the Voting Rights Act. For the Coalition's helpline, call 1-866-OUR-VOTE. Also, WBUR.org has a complete voter guide to help you cast your ballot.